And we're back talking with Mike Patey, designer, builder, pilot of the Turbine Legacy Turbulence. How did you come up with the name?
Actually, it wasn't me. I can't take any credit. I'd like to because I absolutely love the name. I had 15 different names, and they sucked, and they were not any good. I was like, that's kind of cool, but really I was just trying to talk myself into thinking I came up with a cool name, and I didn't like it. And then a friend of mine who would always come down at the airport and just help, he'd almost come every day and knew I'd be there, and a couple of other friends, and he'd come dive in and work and help do things. And one day he came and he said, I figured out the name of your airplane, and I think you're going to name it this. And I actually was thinking, oh, no, what if I don't like it? And because he's been so helpful, I'm going to probably name it that no matter what, because I haven't come up with a good name, and I don't want to say I don't like it. So thank goodness, for me anyway, I love the name. Turbulence, he says, here's how I based your name. He says, the name is going to be based on the fact that it's a turbine and a Lance Air. And he says, so let's call it a turbulence. And I was like, it's a turbine lance. And he's like, yeah, we'll call it turbulence. And I said, you know what? I actually like that. And he says, I actually thought of it because I was flying with you and you started hitting some severe bumps. And he says, I was scared to death and holding on everything. I looked over and Mike, you were actually laughing and just giggling at the turbulence. And he says, I tell that story every time. He said, if you go fly with Mike and he hits the horrible bumps, he's going to start laughing. He loves the turbulence. And he says, so Mike, I think your name should be Turbulence. You love turbulence and it's a Turbine Lance Air. And I said, I that's it. That's the name. It's going to be Turbulence. So it wasn't me. It was a good friend of mine, and I love it. I thought it was very fitting.
That is a cool name. Now, there's a cool story that I heard about the airplane, and you and your brother have been really, really involved in aviation since you got into it, and you've been extremely creative when it's come, you know, with building airplanes. But I saw on your Facebook page when you came time to paint the thing, you had no idea how to paint it, and your solution I thought was really cool. It kind of gave back to the community, and you came up with a really cool looking airplane out of the deal. So how did you come up with the paint job, which looks really cool on that airplane?
Oh, thanks. So my wife and friends and family helped design the last planes, and I was really happy with how they turned out, and I drew design after design after design. I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to do to paint this one. And so I got this idea with the local college to put out a contest called Paint the Plane Contest. And I called a bunch of colleges all over the country and put out a contest that said, let's get all the graphics design departments, the aviation department, the computer generation departments, and anybody out there, and put out a contest that says, if you can design a paint scheme for turbulence, we'll get you some scholarship money, and put several tiers in it and different levels of some cash for tuition, books, whatever else. And we got entries all across the country. It was unbelievably well received, and I'm so grateful to all those people put in so much work. And I ended up with hundreds of designs, and I got designs from 7-year-old kids drawing zombie airplanes. And I mean, I had an airplane and it was a Lego airplane. It had pictures of Legos all over it, and everything from every kind of racing stripe and fire and flame to everything out there. And it was so hard to pick, but I was so happy when I found the design. Most people that have come by the plane, I'm gonna say you probably haven't noticed, because when I ask people, they say they didn't even notice. They'll go take pictures of one side of the plane and walk around and take another picture of the other side of the plane. And the plane is actually two completely different paint designs on both sides. The stripe twists through it. And they don't notice that one side of the plane is almost 100% silver with completely different lines and stripes and look to it. And you go to the other side, and it's a more race-style red with a very different look. And so when the design came up and I saw this one girl's design out of Utah, and I saw that I was looking at two designs, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I like this design of hers or this design of hers. And then I realized she didn't turn in two designs. It was one design with a twisting line through it that made it two designs. I found it. And then there was a girl in Southern California that won the best wing design. So we actually used three different people, won some scholarship money, one for the main plane design, and another girl for a wing design, and another for some colors. And we put them all together, and we created Turbulence. And I couldn't thank all those people that entered enough. So it was a fantastic.
I thought it was a really cool story. I was remember following it, and I was even at work and had a doodle pad trying to figure out how to come up with a design. We did something similar when I was in high school. A friend of mine built a glass air, and he had spent like 18 years building this airplane. And when he got done with it, he could not come up with the solution for how to paint it. And so the airplane was in primer with just, you know, stenciled end numbers on it. And he said, I got to come up with a paint job. And he's like, I'm not an artist. And so we did the same thing. We took 3D drawings and we had all the art students that, you know, come up with this, with the paint job. And it was a really cool solution. So kind of a fun thing. And now you've got enough for like your next 10 home builds. You've got all kinds of ideas right? for paint jobs. So what are you going to do next? You've built 10 airplanes.
Yep.
So
some of those planes are from start to finish scratch, and a couple of them I've been fortunate enough to find some of the planes out there we actually built were partially built or a lot built, and we took them over and kind of helped speed the process up along. So I've got to do scratch to finish and half to finish and next, I guess, I don't know. I've drawn a two-seat jet. I've always wanted to build. My brother and I have been playing with it for a while, and we always thought it fun to do a small two-seat jet about the size of a Legacy with a one-to-one thrust-to-weight ratio. And so I'm very seriously contemplating that. I don't know if that's what we'll do, but we'll see. I got a few more mods and corrections and tweaks to do on Turbulence, and then we'll see what's next.
So you're not going to put Turbulence on floats or anything like that for next year?
No, I think if it ends up in the water, it's not a good day.
I had a student that when we sat down to do the oral, and the examiner, I was still at the airport. He said, hey, come on in, you can sit in on the oral. And we sat down there, and I was kind of sitting in the back trying to, you know, be the fly on the wall. And just as absolutely serious as can be, the examiner looks at him and says, well, what happens when you go flying and scuba diving? And the student looked at him and says, well, then the plane gets wet. It was just that quick. And it was like, you know, then the examiner just like didn't know whether it was, you know, a joke or, you know, he's like, well, then the plane gets wet. And that was, you know, and that just cracked me up. And I was like, so if as an instructor, it's really hard to sit in on the back of your student's oral because they sometimes say the funniest things and you're like not supposed to, you know, be a distraction. But so how much time do you have flying? You know, you've got a wealth of experience. You've flown jets and pistons, and you got a 65-horse Cub with no electrical system. You fly corporate jets. You do, you know, all that kind of stuff.
My background, I once my brother and I got our private, we went straight through the gamut like most people do and went up to all the instrument, commercial and multi, and we got into float planes, and then we went for our rotorcraft. And if there was a license to get in aviation, we wanted it. So pretty much if the thing could go on land or sea, we wanted to be able to do it. And so we went after all of them. And I don't know what my hours are. I have to guess. I pretty much log what keeps me current. My actual log book that is logged hours, I think, is in the 7,000-8,000 hour range. What I really have, I honestly don't know, because that's the stuff that I put in my log is actual. So I would guess my brother and I are probably in the 10,000 hour range.
Very cool. So now you mentioned having people come down and meet you and see the airplane. For somebody that's here at Oshkosh, not listening online, how do we describe how to find Turbulence?
Okay, so there's the right up off of Center Square, the main north-south walkway. If you follow that north, about a block on the right will be all the race planes from the Air Venture Cup race. And I was fortunate enough to get a great spot right against that walkway. You won't miss it, right under a tree. If you walk by and you see a red and silver turbine-powered Lance Air, that's it. And come say hi. Come hang out and chat and BS about airplanes. Doesn't matter what it is. I'd love to sit and talk airplanes.
It's about 100 yards north of the Brown Arch, the iconic
yes.
Oshkosh Arch, if you know where that is. Just follow that walkway north, and it's right there. So now you're heading out to go meet the motorhome tonight yet?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to we're gonna wrap this up, and then you're gonna be back tomorrow already.
Yeah, we'll probably just drive through the night and
well, you don't need sleep, so you know.
What's the point? It's a waste of time.
Outstanding. So now, do you have another project at home started yet, or are you still?
No, this is the only project aviation related underway right now. So we turn all the attention in one place until it's done, and when I'm done debugging it and making it as fast as I possibly can, there's no doubt I'll be turning my sights quite possibly to a plane I'm looking at today. I'm going to the opposite spectrum again and looking for a big 29-inch tired bush plane of some kind, may be my next little toy. So I might go back to the how slow can I go and how fast can I get off might be the next one. I don't know. We'll see.
Are you going to go back to Mojave and try to set some records with turbulence?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be back there next year and find some records I can go after, and we'll see if we can pull it off.
No, I haven't even looked inside of it. What kind of avionics do you have in the airplane?
I have all Garmin panel. It's got two G3X Touch with a Garmin 750 Touch center screen, and it turned out fun. I have a camera that points in the back, rear facing, and then a camera that folds out of the wing for forward looking FLIR night vision camera for the front, and that all displays on the front screen.
The first thing I noticed about the airplane when I saw it when you landed in Mount Vernon was the lights. You've got the thing looks like a chandelier on final. There's lights on that thing everywhere.
You know, I have a theory. You can't have enough lights, and Aero LEDs took really good care of me and have been really, really excited about being on my plane. So they got me extra lights, and so I ended up putting them all over. I think I have 12 landing lights on the airplane. And that helps make sure I don't screw up those nights when you can't find the runway and you hit a little hard because it's dark. And so I no longer have excuses. So the next time I do that, we're going to have to pretend we didn't make one of those bad mistakes. But
well, so the first time I saw the airplane, it was on final. I thought it was like a flight of four because there was all kinds of landing lights on it. I thought, wow, who's all that? And then it turned out to be one airplane. So that was very cool. Well, thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Traffic Jam on EA Radio. Mike Patey, thanks for joining us. Come out and see turbulence on just north of the Brown Arch on the flight line. You're listening to the Traffic Jam on EAA Radio.